Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
8:15 now, joined by Ronald Serpas, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD Chief, Head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, consultant to different departments, and you'll see him on TV as an expert every now and then, and he's nice enough to join us every Wednesday as we take a deep dive into policing and crime. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Great to talk to you again today.
Thanks for taking the time. I want to start with this police officer. Thankfully, that is not life-threatening. It was shot in the leg this morning during a traffic stop. It goes to the nature of traffic stops. Now, none of these things are routine.
That's absolutely the case. It's a long-held statement in American policing that there's no such thing as a random traffic stop or a routine traffic stop, I should have said. Two police officers died while I was superintendent, one in Nashville and one in New Orleans, and both of them were engaged in a traffic function when they were killed. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous.
Tell me about what people need to remember when they are pulled over for a traffic violation.
The simplest thing to do is just make sure you're not doing anything that looks agitated, that you're willing to engage the officer. The officer has a legal right to ask you questions. They have a legal right to see the proof of your insurance, the proof of your driver's license, and the proof of the registration. You'll see on the internet right now, there's a handful of people saying, well, I'm not answering anything. Well, the law provides that you have to give this information. Just turn it over. The other thing is this, Tommy, when I was chief in Washington, Nashville, and New Orleans, we took pride in the fact that we wrote tickets less than 30% of the time. Traffic enforcement to me was always about education. Stop people, say, hey, you're going 30 in a school zone. Think about the babies. Go on your way. Mm-hmm. The times that tickets actually become issued is because of reasons normally that the officer is limited by. Past citations for no license plate, not having a valid driver's license. And Tommy, it all boils down to this. If you get in a wreck this afternoon, you expect that the person who hits you has an insurance, has a vehicle that's registered, and their driver's license so that you can be made whole. So this notion that we hear sometimes that traffic enforcement is some sort of an oppressive social issue, it's not. It's to ensure that everybody who gets in a wreck knows who hit them, has insurance, and make me whole on the damage that was created.
Well, and not only that, but while I'm not a felon, if I'm breaking the law or doing something wrong or driving illegally, I don't have any right not to get pulled over. And besides that, it's a way for the police officers to find those that are lawbreakers and maybe have outstanding warrants, et cetera, correct?
Absolutely. In Washington State, for the 3 years I was chief, once every hour, someplace in the state of Washington, a traffic stop resulted in the arrest of a felon who was wanted by warrant, or it resulted in the recovery of illegal weapons, or it resulted in the arrest of someone trafficking narcotics. That was every hour on the hour for 3 years. simultaneously in Nashville, New Orleans, and Washington, double digit decreases in the number of injury accidents. People having to go to the hospital, lose days of work, have a destruction to their body that might last the rest of their life. Traffic enforcement done well reduces injuries, reduces collisions, determines and fines people trafficking illegal activity. No question about it.
I think, you know, as you say that, I realize that because there are no, quote, routine traffic stops, I can't imagine the officer's thrilled about having to pull you over either, is he?
No, I mean, one of the last things that happened in Nashville before I left, one of our sergeants pulled over a vehicle, somebody hiding in the back seat who had just escaped from Mississippi State Prison. Mm. The driver got the officer's attention, focused on him. The video camera watches the guy in the back seat crawl out under the sight line of the vehicle, come around, jump in front of the car, look the officer dead in his eyeball, and shoot him six times. And thank God Sergeant Chestnut survived, but he was lost for the rest of his life to be a police officer. Those are the kind of things that police officers know can happen, because they do happen all around the country.
I want to take a break. We come back, I want to talk about what's going to happen with the Border Patrol. CNN reporting that the Border Patrol is going to move. Gregory Bovino, top Border Patrol official, is going to move from Chicago maybe to North Carolina and then into New Orleans to separate that and distinguish it from the National Guard, which are two different things, and what it could look like here in New Orleans if the Border Patrol were to take up operations here or begin operations here. Now, that would interact with the local municipal law enforcement. I don't know, it would only be Orleans Parish, because I think illegal immigrants are a problem in the metro area, not just in Orleans Parish. We're talking to Ronald Surpass, our friend, our guest, professor, practicing in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. Did I say Washington State Police? NOPD, yeah, he's been all over the place, got jobs all over. He's been a police officer all his life. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ronald Surpass, our friend, who has been a police officer for all of his life and is now a professor practicing in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, also chiefs of some departments. Chief, let's talk about the Border Patrol, and if they do come to New Orleans, what would that look like, local interaction with local law enforcement? I say that because it's not just the city of New Orleans, I don't think, is it?
No, I mean, I just followed this on the newspaper probably as well as you do. It looks like it's a nationwide task force that they are moving around the country. They were in Los Angeles, Chicago. Now they're going to move to the east in North Carolina and into the New Orleans region, according to what's on the newspaper. The Customs and Border Patrol and its predecessor agencies have been in New Orleans since the 1800s with the Customs House and those type of activities. When 9-1-1 happened in the early 2000s, there was a massive change in reordering of the Department of Homeland Security to include the reordering of what used to be customs officers and now CBP. Long and short of it is local police officers are responsible to protect their citizens and to protect anyone who's going to be attacked. The Border Patrol would be wise, and I would say this publicly, if they're coming to any community, it would be wise for them to meet with the local law enforcement leaders to get an understanding of these transferred officers around the country to come here so that everybody knows where they are, everybody knows the playing field to try to reduce the numbers of injuries and all those kinds of things. I just haven't found enough information yet to know what exactly their intentions are here. And as recently yesterday, I think I read the DHS press person said, we just don't have the plans available for public public release yet.
So what does the law say if I'm driving around a big box store and I see people hanging around looking for work, even though I presume they're illegal, or maybe I presume they're not? I don't know what I presume. Can I presume anything, or what is the law?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say I can do or can't do.
Well, I think the law goes the other way. I think the law would suggest that persons can't work legally in the country if they're not legally allowed to work in the country. Mm-hmm. You're kind of a citizen minding your own business. You probably are not going to walk into the parking lot and say, can I see everybody's green cards, mm-hmm. which that's not even the word anymore, but it's everybody knows what it means. I don't know that citizens have as much of a duty to do that as the people who are there have a duty to be there legally. Citizens have some responsibility for hiring illegal. Remember, like I'm sure at your employer or other employers, you have to be verified by a national check system. The long and short of it is it's a mess, right? People are trying to make a living. People are trying to get work done. And understanding the differences in their legal status is fairly complex.
Do you think,
like, for example, Tommy, what if the person says, no, I am here legally? How are you going to challenge that information?
Right. Well, what can you do legally? That's what I'm saying. So as far as the border,
I don't know that you really can.
As far as the border patrol, I don't know what they do. Do they say, show me your papers? I mean,
well, if we believe, and there's evidence to believe, two sides can be true at the same time. On the one hand, there was the announcement that they were going to look for illegal immigrants who had committed crimes, had orders of deportation, final orders of deportation, or had involved themselves in criminal behavior when confronted by federal authorities. And then there's another strain of thought that says they're just grabbing everybody on the street corners and not paying attention to the most violent people. I think that political debate is a debate on purpose for either side to make the best points they can. However, the law enforcement officers of the federal government do not have to ask anybody permission to enforce federal law. How they do that is the question. But they don't have to ask anybody permission to enforce federal law. If that's the case, how would the FBI investigate local politicians or police officers mm-hmm. for corruption? They would say, oh, we're going to come investigate you for corruption. You have to give us permission. No, that's not how it works.
So if you were the chief of the department of a local department, would you welcome the Border Patrol coming in? Not that they're not here already, but enhanced Border Patrol presence?
I would want to know what the strategies were to make sure that our officers were safe, their officers were safe, and we were doing what we thought was our legal responsibility. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time as always. Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. We come back. We talked to Aaron Mishler with NOFD about an event that's coming up to proceed NOFD, the fire department. Then we'll talk to Doug Cinceri, attorney and host of All Things Legal, about Brian Kelly and that mess at LSU over his buyout and what's probable cause and what's not and who owes who for what when. There are reports that Brian Kelly was offered a ton of money to walk away, and he refused that he wanted to be paid the full amount. So we'll see when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the one and only Ian Ozan. 8:39, joined now by Aaron Mishler, who is the head of the president of the New Orleans Firefighters Union, and Damian Speranza, comedian hosting The Benefit, which is Comedy for a Cause. Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing good.
Tell me, Aaron, about the event.
Well, this is a benefit. This is its second year. Damian was gracious enough to put this together for us. It's a comedy event that's going to benefit the Firefighters Benevolent Fund. Damian's also a firefighter up in Connecticut, as well as a comedian. And he reached out to us last year to put on an event for us, and it went great. And he reached out to us again, and we're putting on another one.
When is it?
tomorrow night at 7:30 at 5710 General Haig, which is the Firefighters Union Hall.
And tell me about the show, Damien, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's something I do around the country when I'm not working at the firehouse. We have two amazing touring headliners, Joe List, who's been on The Late Show, I've been on Netflix, and then Sean Patton, who's actually from New Orleans, who's also done like Jimmy Fallon. He's got a TV show on FX called The English Teacher right now. You know, I'm going to be there. I'm hoping to surprise some people with maybe one or two more comics that aren't announced yet. But, you know, and then we always try to give, you know, a local comic or two time to grace the stage as well. So we had a great time, like I said, last year, a lot of laughs. The firefighters made, was it Jambalaya? Is that you guys made last year?
Jambalaya, we'll be making Jambalaya again this year.
So that'll be available. Yeah. Tickets are how much?
$30.
And how do you get them?
New Orleans Firefighters website, which is nolafirefighters.com. We have a link up on that page. Or you could go to our Facebook page as well.
Sounds like a great event for a great cause. Damien, how'd you get into comedy and firefighting?
So firefighting, I was having kids, and I had always wanted to do something that made a difference. And at the time, I was working as a bounty hunter before then. So I wanted something where stability and that was, you know, something my kids could be proud of. So I ended up getting into that. And then I had cancer like 7 years ago. I'd always wanted to do comedy, and then I kept pushing it off because I had bills to pay and kids to take care of. And then when I had the cancer and I beat it, I was like, well, what am I waiting for? Anything could happen tomorrow. So I just jumped in, and I've been pretty fortunate with the opportunities that I've had since then, and just wanted to give back to my brothers and sisters in the fire service and, you know, make the most of it.
All right, it's Comedy for a Cause. It's going to be a great show tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Firefighters Hall. Where's the address? At 5130 General Haig?
5710. 5710 General Haig. Yeah,
I don't have the right.
5710 General Haig.
I don't have the right glasses on. Sorry, 5710 General Haig. Get your tickets how?
You can go to nolafirefighters.com. There's a link, or New Orleans Firefighters Facebook page.
All right, gentlemen, thank you both. Good luck. Hope it's a great show. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Doug Cinceri about Brian Kelly and LSU and that mess here on WWL. All right, 8:48, 12 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to our friend Doug Cinceri, attorney and host of All Things Legal. How you doing, Doug?
Great. Good morning, Tommy.
Good to talk to you. Tell me what's going on with this Brian Kelly LSU mess, and where are the facts of the legal facts of the case stand?
Well, basically, LSU's doing contortions, trying to get out of a contract that now is bad, given Brian, you know, Kelly's non-performance and inability to meet expectations. So they're trying to figure out a way to get out of this contract or mitigate it. And it was not, you know, it wasn't necessarily contemplated that he would not win, but now that he didn't win to the extent he was supposed to, LSU is trying to figure out some way to reduce that $54 million buyout.
So let's talk about, first of all, as an attorney, if you were my attorney and I were to call you and say, hey, look, Doug, you know, the buyout's for $50 million, they're offering me $25 or $30 million. Including the elimination of mitigation and offset clauses to reduce a buyout if I get another job in football. Should I take the deal or not? What would you tell me?
Well, a lot of it's personal factors. It's basically you're in a bad marriage. Do you want to stay in that bad marriage for the next 6 years, or do you want to cut and run and sever your ties with LSU? So it's more of a personal decision.
But they're saying $30 million just to leave, right? That's what they're saying?
Right,
it's like, look,
right,
here's $30 million, just go away. That's what they're saying, and he turned that down.
Right. Well, I think he's trying to improve the deal. And the way he's doing that is he's following what is called the declaratory judgment, trying to get the court in short order to declare that he wasn't terminated for cause. Now, both sides have something to lose if you go to court, because you're going to have the ugly underbelly of college football. And also, there's maybe some behavior that Brian Kelly has that would not be appealing to him as a public figure. So you have those two considerations colliding, and it's just a matter of, you know, what's that threshold that both parties will agree to? Brian Kelly reportedly won't agree to 30, but it may be 35 or 40 million that he would agree to. But in order to get there, you have to take some type of aggressive action to get LSU to move off their position. So what you're basically doing is you're having some basic warfare to try to gain real estate that you don't have right now.
Let me take a break. I want to pick up the four cause thing, because you would think, and look, I'm not implying anything at all. Believe me, I'm not. But you would think if Coach Kelly had some in his background that would lead to termination for cause, he'd have taken the buyout and ran. So or the offer and ran. So we'll pick it up when we come back with Doug Cinceri. 8:51 now, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:57, quickly back to Doug Cinceri, attorney, host of All Things Legal, talking about the Brian Kelly mess with LSU. Doug, when it comes to for cause, what does that mean?
That means that your contract is terminated without any further obligations based on a certain behavior that is defined in the contract, a certain negative behavior. And basically, you're supposed to send a notice if you're going to be terminated by cause. And then, you know, presumably Brian Kelly would be able to respond to it. And also there's an argument as to if you do or terminate for cause based on a morals clause or some type of behavior that's prohibited, you're supposed to do that contemporaneously, not, you know, 3 years later, 2 years later.
I have a contract here that will, you know, if I get I get fired for moral turpentine, I think it is. Is that the phrase?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Anyway, moral turpitude. So, and I'm not alleging Brian Kelly did any of this at all.
Right.
But it would be odd that you would fire him for cause after he loses to South Carolina, rather after he loses to Vanderbilt and who was the other loss after that? Texas A&M.
Yeah.
It would be odd that that's when you chose to fire him for cause, wouldn't it?
Yes. Look, it's an uphill climb for the LSU attorneys. I mean, they're sort of grasping, reaching, and trying to hold on to something to reduce the buyout. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically, LSU didn't want to terminate him with cause 2 weeks ago because they were in a state of indecision in how to deal with this. And they were in that paralysis has maybe foreclosed on certain options that they had for, you know, for cause. But, and plus they felt like if you send the notice, the program may be in a state of, flux or a state of, chaos for a month while this is being worked out between Kelly as he's coaching and LSU. So basically, you know, LSU's got a very, very difficult, legal strategy in being successful because that notice provision was not sent contemporaneously and it didn't set out what the behavior was or the violation of the contract.
Let me tell you what you said that I heard that made sense to me. You know, 25 to 30 was rejected. 54 is the number. There's some room in between there. I wouldn't be surprised to see this settled at like, 38, 40, something like that?
Right. They're going to do some more saber rattling, and it's probably going to be somewhere in between.
Yeah, that's what I would think as well. And I would guess, too, Doug, as a lawyer, you've seen people where it's some emotion evolved, and as time passes, maybe the emotion cools a little bit and cooler heads prevail.
Yeah, and LSU's got to raise the money also.
Yeah,
so
that too.
That's the other part too.
Right, yeah. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it as always,
right.
My friend.
Tommy.
Good to talk to you, Doug Cinceri. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Stephanie Regal about the Archdiocese, putting 150 parishes and others entities in bankruptcy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed.
To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.